So again, to the question of the mixture of the two flours, one flour that we are treating like chametz flour, which is the not for Passover use matzah meal, with the Passover use matzah meal. So the question is going to be based on how do we assess this type of mixture. So let's just chazer that there are dinim of lach balach and yavesh bi yavesh. Now, in regular Yerideya, like in Yerideya Kuftes, we encounter that a taruvus of yavesh bi yavesh is going to be batel chabetreis. I have one piece of treif meat and two pieces of kosher meat. It's going to be batel, and therefore, it's okay. Right? Yavish yavish chad betray batel. If it's lach balach... Min b'mino, bedafka, only min b'mino. If it's min b'she'eno mino, yavesh b'yavesh, it's batel b'shishim. But if it's min b'mino, it's batel chad betray. If I have min b'mino lach balach, let's say I have treif wine that gets mixed with kosher wine, then it's batel b'shishim. Lach b'lach is always batel b'shishim. Yavesh b'yavesh, if it's min b'mino, it's batel b'rov, chai b'tray. Right? That's rule one of lach b'lach versus yavesh b'yavesh. Rule number two of lach b'lach versus yavesh b'yavesh, the second rule, is a sheet of Reb Yehuda the Tana. The Tana Reb Yehuda says that min b'mino is never batel. No? The pasuk says, "V'lakach midam hapar u'midam hasoir," that when they do the hazos on Yom Kippurim, they take from the blood of the par and the soir. Now, most of us have not lived on a farm recently, but if you've ever lived on a farm, you know that a par is much larger than a soir. So the kasha that Rabbi Yehuda asks is, how come you sing dam hapar and dam hasoir? L'chor, the soir is bottled to the par. Right, a par is a zafta geki, a fat cow, no? And the soya is a clean little goat.
Yeah.
Right, so how come it's not batel? The answer is, says Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not batel. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. We disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. We pass that min b'mino is batel. Even though Rashi, in Chulin Sadiches and elsewhere, paskins that min b'mino is not batel. Right? So that is another difference between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. Because Tosis in Yevamos says that even though Rabbi Yehuda says that min b'mino is not batel, zok Tosis, right, the third source, davka b'davar lach umis arev islay the Rabbi Yehuda d'lo batel, dumya d'dam hapar v'dam hasoyer. But Tosis has a chiddush, no? Tosis says that when Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino is not batel, that's it only in lach b'lach. But by yavish b'yavish, Rabbi Yehuda would say min b'mino is batel. By the way, l'cha'ora, conceptually, bittul by yavish b'yavish is a different idea than bittul of lach b'lach, no? Bittul of yavish b'yavish, the pshat is what we would just call an uncertainty principle. I eat a piece of meat, I don't know what the piece of meat is. Kosher, treif, I don't know. I'm uncertain. That's bittul of yavish b'yavish. Bittul of yavish b'yavish, by the way, they don't have to be in the same area, no? I have three pieces of meat in my house, let's say. And I remember that I went to the treif butcher and I bought a piece of meat, and I forget, did I put it in the upstairs freezer or the downstairs freezer? Right? I have to throw three pieces of meat in the house. They're not in the same place. It could still be bittul of yavish b'yavish. Lach b'lach has to be a taruvus, no? There's no such thing as bittul of lach b'lach without a taruvus. So far we have two distinctions between lach and lach and yavesh b'yavesh. Distinction number one is that lach b'lach is batel b'shishim always, yavesh b'yavesh will be chad b'tray. Distinction number two is, according to Tanya Rebbe Yehuda, that min b'mino is not batel, zok taisis, that's only lach b'lach. Yavesh b'yavesh, Rebbe Yehuda would say it is batel. Distinction number three is what's relevant for us, right, on chametz on Pesach. Zakt the mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Mem Zayin Se'if Dalet. Ready? Im nis arev hechomet kodem ha-Pesach, v'nis batel b'shishim. If chomet before Pesach gets mixed up and becomes batel b'shishim, eino chozer v'neyer b'Pesach. It doesn't wake up again on Pesach. Lesar b'mashehu, v'yeish cholken. Right? Mechaber has two opinions. There is a question on chametz and Pesach in general, and by any iser, called chozer v'neir. Chozer v'neir means like this. I had bittul, And then something changes. Can I undo the bittul? Does it become arois mit bittul? No? Tosis in Bava Kamma speaks about chozer v'neir in the following case. Let's say I have a medicine dropper. And I put chazer shmelts in my medicine dropper. And I drop one drop into a big pot. Is it bottle? Avada, no? Two drops. Is it bottle? It's still bottle, no? But I'm dripping, dropping all day long. Eventually, I'm going to have so much chazer shmelts in my macaroni that what? That's going to taste like chazer shmelts, no? So that's a question, do I say chozer? So that would be lach biyavish, but lach biyavish actually we treat the same as lach balach for all purposes of halacha. I give you a bir halacha on the second side of the page, chozer lechem and Moshe. That lach balach is lav dafka, that they're both lach, right? If only one of them is lach and the other is yavish, it's also called lach balach. Right? As, in other words, the bittul of lach is a loss of identity. Bittul of yavish is an uncertainty. Right? Okay. So far, so good.
In that case, you gave the dropper.
The medicine dropper, yeah.
That was all b'shogeg, evidently.
So I'm doing it b'shogeg. I'm sitting there and I'm dropping a drop, right? A little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Eventually, right? Eventually, it's going to have the time. By the way, this issue comes up in other areas of halacha also. No, in mikvaos. One of the big issues with mikvaos is the water exchange, what we call nasansa v'natalsa. Right? Now if I have a kosher mikvah of arba'im sa'ah and I have my mesha uvim next to it, I do a hashaka, right? Right? Hocus pocus, the whole mikvah is kosher, right? Great. Now, over time, though, what's going to happen is that my mayim she'uvim will end up, because there's a process called osmosis, which was like really a great invention. Whoever thought of osmosis, like really smart. But the water moves from the bar tevila, which is mayim she'uvim, to the bar hashaka, which is the megashamim, and there's an exchange of water. Over time, I'm not going to have arba'im sa'a left of megashamim. No? That's a big discussion in Mishainim, whether I'm choshesh for, right, nasansa v'natalsa. Am I choshesh for this interchange of water? That's the same type of issue. Do I assume that at one point, again, it might be different because hashaka by mikvos might be governed by slightly different rules, but do I assume that it's choyzer v'neyer? Right? Do I assume that the iser, quote-unquote, the mayim she'uvim, right, now it... it's ripe, so it overcomes and it becomes aser. Do I say no? It's not chozer v'neir. Bittul is bittul, right? By my medicine dropper case, that's a case of chozer v'neir. So we have the same issue of chozer v'neir zuk the mechaber potentially on chametz on Pesach, erev Pesach. Chametz falls into my right. I have some breadcrumbs that fall into my my chicken soup, right before yontiv. So what's it? Of course, the breadcrumbs are bottle, no? But comes along yontiv. Do I say, oh my gosh, now I have breadcrumbs in my chicken soup. Chozer v'neir becomes aser, because there's an iser mashu of chametz. Or do I say, no, it happened erev yontiv. Bittul is bittul, haimp is margin, go home, nothing to talk about. So machloikas. So the mechaber quotes that if chametz is nisarid before Pesach and becomes bato b'shishim, it's not chayzer v'neir. That's opinion number one. The mechaber v'yesh chokin. Opinion number two. The mechaber said is chosneir. By the way, the one who says it is chayzer v'neir is the Rambam. Maimonides is a machmir. He says it's chayzer v'neir. The one who says it's not chayzer v'neir is the Rush. Machlokas Rambam and Rush. Most Rishonim probably hold like the Rush. And it's not chozer v'neir. That's the mechaber shita. So far we're talking about erev Pesach even before chatzos. It's nisarev. We haven't spoken that. Right. We haven't done that wrinkle yet.
Right.
Oh, Hagah says the Rama. We're learning tough mem zayin seif dalad. V'nohagin kisvara harishona that it's not chozer v'neyer b'chol taruvus shulach belach umihu b'davar yavish enes arev oshei shalachos l'taruvus gom pats shenofo l'yayin abish shenot lo misham aser b'pesach t'chayshinan shem nishar b'pirurim v'nos nintam b'pesach.
Pas
b'yayin
is also like belach.
So pas b'yayin is yavish belach. So yavish belach is like yavish b'yavish. If it's lach b'yavish, if the dover ha'aser is lach, it spreads out when it goes into the yavish. So lach b'yavish is like lach belach. But says the Ramah that there's a difference between the taruvus of lach belach and the taruvus of yavish b'yavish. If the mixture is lach b'lach, says the Ramah, so then eino chozer v'neir. It got mixed in erev yontiv, gevaldik. What's the problem? If it is yavish b'yavish, then it's chozer v'neir. I have a brother-in-law who's a shtickle talmud chacham. He can learn. So he also, he is related to Rav Moshe Feinstein in his family, whatever it is. So Rav Moshe, as we know, was very machmir about how you kasher an oven before Pesach, for Pesach. Now Rav Moshe felt that you need libun chomor on your ovens. And many of our ovens, you can't really do libun chomor. You need a blowtorch, you could kill yourself. Don't try it if you don't know what you're doing. Right? Libun chomor. Right? So what do you do? So his eitzah is, which actually makes a lot of sense, that he cooks in his regular oven, just after turning it on one time, like up as high as it goes, which, according to Rav Moshe, doesn't kasher the oven, but he cooks in it before Pesach. He cooks all of his food for Pesach, erev Pesach, or a few days before Pesach. Why? What's gained? Because even if there's chametz, the chametz is going to end up in the food. It's going to be batal because it's a taruvus of, right? It's a taruvus of lach. We assume that tam is like a lach, the achrayim say. It's just the flavor maybe of chametz ended up in the food. There's no mamoshes in the oven. It's just like the flavor that ends up. So it's like lach. Lach b'lach is not chozer v'neir. So therefore he cooks all of his food in his oven before Pesach. No? Without doing the type of kashering that he would ordinarily want to do. So he technically assumes like a chametz stick oven, but what's the big deal? Now, shouldn't that be imvat when this is chatzchila? So the answer is that no, you have to assume that chametz is not iser, no?
Isn't there an issue
like we spoke about last week or two weeks ago?
I forget the terminology of Shulchan Aruch Yosef when there's steam.
Zeya.
Isn't there a
shiloh of Zeya there? Sure, there's a shiloh of Zeya.
Yeah.
So to avoid the shiloh of Zeya, again, I clean the oven out thoroughly and I turn it up as high as it goes. I do what Rav Soloveitchik would consider proper kashering for an oven, but according to Rav Moshe, it isn't. So in the worst case scenario, according to Rav Moshe, I'm still worried maybe some time is going to come down, possibly. But what's the big deal?
Why didn't he just line his oven?
So lining an oven apparently, but his wife time, this is what my sister-in-law says, is that lining an oven is bad because you don't get my sister-in-law is like very into her cooking. You don't get an even temperature throughout the entire oven, and the food doesn't end up the way she would like it, or he would like it, as the case is. So it's not a bad idea. No? Makes sense. So now let's chaser. So taruvis of is chametz going to be chozer v'neir or not? Mechaber says, first opinion it's not chozer v'neir, second opinion is chozer v'neir. Then the Ramah comes and he makes a distinction between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. Now this distinction that the Ramah makes, that by yavish b'yavish it's chozer v'neir, but lach b'lach it's not, is made up by the Ramah, pardon me. Because in the Rishonim there's a big machlokas about whether it's chozer v'neir or it's not chozer v'neir. No one made this distinction. The Ramah makes it. Now, it makes a certain sense, logically. The taruvus of lach b'lach is command a lesser dummy. The taruvus of yavish b'yavish is command the isa dummy. But, not abundantly clear. Okay, now.
So yavish b'yavish is chozer v'neir.
Is chozer v'neir. So now.
The Ramah doesn't say it's chozer v'neir. It's like, there's specific chashash in Pesach that sounds that be a new time.
Yeah, so the Ramah says that we're choshesh that there's going to end up being some of the chametz I end up eating on Pesach, no?
Then we'll do like something down there, like
But if it was batel, it lost its identity. What the Rambam really means to say is that that's called chozer v'neir. Right? The Rambam is commenting on the Mechaber. The Mechaber discusses the chozer v'neir or not. The Rambam says, it's b'mtin lach b'lachen davar yavesh. No? And he just gives a case of pas that falls into yayin.
I don't know if it's like because of the reason of chozer v'neir, because like a different reason.
So, what we'll see in a few minutes is that it's all the same reason. What the Rambam is really saying is that the lomdus of chozer v'neir is that the iser is still here. So therefore it comes back. Right? Let's explain what we mean. And then we'll try to bring it back to our case of the matzah meal.
Did he pass in the shadow over the phone?
Rabbi Sabalowski? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gefaldic.
I know.
He's tremendous. Okay, so now, what would be the lomdus of whether we assume the chametz and Pesach should be chozer v'neir or not chozer v'neir? When you think about it, it's not really the same as the case of chozer v'neir by my medicine dropper. By my medicine dropper, the lomdus of chozer v'neir is that right now it's no same time. When all is said and done, I have something that tastes like chazer. The fact that it went in drop, 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 it doesn't matter. Right now, it tastes like chazer. Right? So, chozer v'neir is just saying, hello. Right? But by chametz on Pesach, it's a little bit different because nothing really changed. No? Think about it. I have a drop of chametz that falls into the water. So the drop of chametz is batel. Suddenly it becomes Pesach. Nothing changed. It's not like there's now tam, right? I would say, like in Yeridei Tzadi Tes in the discussion of chozer v'neir, the pshat is just that I can't ignore the tam. But oh yeah, there's no tam. Chametz is like an iser mashu. So why would it be that it's chozer v'neir? So there are two ways of saying it in lomdus. One way of saying it is that bitul is what we call an ongoing process. Bittul is not a shayla that I ask the rabbi at one time, and the rabbi says it's batel. I say, "Otay batel gavaldik." Bittul is something that you always need an interaction between a mivatel and a misbatel, right? And what happens is, right? So it's an ongoing process. So the shayla of 30 seconds ago isn't the same shayla as it is now. 30 seconds ago it wasn't Pesach. Now it's Pesach. Once it's Pesach, can't be bought anymore. That's one way of saying it. By the way, much of what I'm saying now comes from, this is a tremendous sefer. I'm saying Shirman Yeridei. This is called the Megillah Sefer. It's written by Rabbi Uriel Eisenthal, who he lives in Ramot. It's a really, really good sefer in Yeridei. Sometimes you buy something for 55 shekel and it was worth like three times that amount or more. This was one of my better purchases. I had no idea it was such a good sefer when I bought it, but it actually is very good. So now, so that's one svara, the ongoing bittul svara. There's another svara, though, that we could say about why we would say chozer v'neir on Pesach. It's not because the bittul is ongoing.
Even on lach b'lach.
Even on, right, in other words, the only one who makes a distinction between Lach B'lach and Yosh Yosh is the Rama. In the Rishonim, you have the Rambam assumes Chozer V'Neir, the Rosh, Mordechai, Rabbi Yeruchim assume not Chozer V'Neir. But no one makes that distinction until the Rama. So what's the lumdus of saying Chozer V'Neir, the one saying not Chozer V'Neir? So if you look in the Rishonim, they say more the second halach than the first halach. They don't give the ongoing Bittul approach. The approach that they speak about is that bittul usually means that iser is batel and heter. No? Chazer shmelts falls in water, batel. Because chazer shmelts is iser, and it's batel to heter. Is there a din of heter beheter being batel? The Einig Yontif has a discussion about something like this, no? Let's say I have some of my chutei tzitzis, with char tevuyin lishma. And other mechutei tzitzis are not tevuyin lishma. Right? You have to twine the tzitzis. So let's say they get mixed together. Is there bittul in that case? It's not one is usser, one is heter. Right? They're both mutter, to a certain extent, but one I can use for mitzvah, one I can't use for mitzvah. Is there bittul in those cases? That's our discussion on the Giyontiv. But the fact is, one can contend, and the Ran in the Dorim and Dafnun Beis in his famous discussion of Davashi Yishlom Atirin says something along these lines, that the whole yisod of bittul is that there's a contrast. Reb Yehuda felt that the contrast has to be a contrast in type, because Reb Yehuda feels that min b'minai is not bottle. So the contrast has to be min b'she'enu min. It has to be contrast in mitzias. We paskin, because we're brisker, says the Ran, that a difference in iser v'heter is like a difference in type. So iser can be bottle and heter. Heter v'heter, they're both mutter, so how can it be bottle? So Mimela, the Achronim say, that's a discussion here, where the Rishonim say, and the Achronim amplify it, that's a discussion here when it comes to chametz being batal, right? And then whether it's kosher v'neir. Erev Pesach, is chametz aser? No. I'm eating chametz now. I eat more chametz this week than I eat the rest of the year, no? Because we just noticed at home on the bottom of the front closet that we have 6 boxes of pasta that we forgot about. We're eating a lot of it. Anyone want pasta, by the way? We have a lot. It's hard to get a good price for this stuff this time of year. But the fact is, chametz is mutter now. Heter can't be bottle. Right? So the pshat is that the reason why we're going to say it's chozer v'neir, it's not really chozer v'neir. Chozer v'neir is a misnomer. It's not really chozer v'neir. It's a pshat that there was no bittul at all to begin with. Now the other Rishonim who assume that it is, that if it's bottle erev Pesach, it remains bottle, they could hold one of two things. There are two ways of looking at this question. Ready? You have to hold on tight. One way to look at this question is that maybe heter beheter is taka bottle. We see cases of heter beheter being bottle. Now, don't tell me basar b'chalav, because basar b'chalav is a different type of bittul. Darf bishal asur toira, different type of bittul, Reb Kivegev, Chuvah Simin Reish Zayin, right? Basar b'chalav is a different type of bittul. But there's a Mishnah in Kilayim, in Parak Tes, no? About Semer Rechelim, that's Nis'ariv B'Semer Gemalim. Not all wool creates shatnez, no? Semer Rechelim creates shatnez. Semer Gemalim does not create shatnez, correct? It's not a din Behemoth Tamea versus Behemoth Tahora, or the Gemara learns in Pesukim that it's only Semer Rechelim, not Semer Gemalim. Uh-huh. Even other, this actually is no Geya L'maisa, though I don't have a good answer. There's a type of Vizkuna wool that's supposed to come from llamas. A llama is a gomal in South America. A gomal in the Middle East is a camel. The camel's relative in South America is called a llama, no? You never noticed that? I think Professor Slifkin is into this stuff. Rabbi Slifkin, Dr. Slifkin, whatever. He's into this type of stuff. So the Mishnah speaks about that Tzemer Rechelim can be bought on Tzemer Gemalim. Doesn't that mean that there's bit of heter beheter? Maybe, but maybe not.
Well, it depends on the context.
The only context of this is for shatnez.
Yeah.
There's no other din that Tzemer Rechelim and Tzemer Gemalim is.
No, like if you said before, Why can't you say that by the shizurim of the tzitzis the one that was tov versus tov lishmal, right?
So over there are two ways of looking at that question. Also, that question might be that maybe bittul cannot add properties. Let's say roiv lechutim etvuyin lishma, some are shalol lishma. I can't say that al yedei bittul becomes all lishma. I can't add a property through bittul.
Yeah.
That's the way the only Gantif really says it. But the fact is, it could be that the Rishonim who assume that if it was Batal Erev Pesach, it remains Batal, they hold that there is Bittal on Heter Beheter. That's one approach. Another approach, though, which I actually like, is that is more relevant for what we were discussing last week. If remember last week, or 2 weeks ago, whenever we learned last time, we spoke about Hechshrikan for Pesach, so we spoke about whether chametz is called heterabola or isurabola. And we said from Rav Soloveitchik that the rationale of those who are showing them who assume that chametz is isurabola is because it is a din chametz all year for menachos. Right? The, last week's parasha, right? Lo te'yafeh chametz, right? Can't, right, make chametz on the mizbeach. It's an iser. So it's an iser chametz against your freilach. Right? There's an iser chametz all year. So that's why, right? That's why it's not going. That could be why there's bittul, because it's considered iser, not because, right, we hold the heter is bottle. Now it happens if we take this approach that the Rambam is lashitaso. No, let's just go very. We're going to try to go quickly for the next 3-4 minutes. The Rambam, if you remember last time we learned, the Rambam said that chometz is called heterabala. Right, that was the Rambam shita. The Rashba and the Ramban felt the chometz is isurabala. And we said that according to the Rambam, chometz is a terabala. One of our rayas that Rav Soloveitchik brought, that according to the Rambam, chometz is a terabala, is that the Rambam assumes that the chumra of chometz is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. What do you mean davar sheyesh lo matirin? If chometz was usser and is always usser, it can't be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means it comes mutter. Right? The pshat is that no, the Rambam holds chometz is mutter. But on Pesach, it's usser. If that's a pshat, so ken min zogin, we could say that according to the Rambam, the chametz is heterabala. So that's why the Rambam holds, not that really it's chozer v'neir. Chozer v'neir is a misnomer, but it can't be bottle. It can't be bottle because it wasn't heter, isn't bottle. Comes along Yom Pesach, right? Oh, well, now it becomes an iser, but now it can't be bottle because it is an iser mashahu. Right? But the other Rishonim who hold that it is not Chozer V'Neir, maybe they are just going with Shitas Sam, that they hold that it is Isura Bala. Isur is Batul Beheter. Whew. Not bad. So now, what we have over here basically is Ramah Paskins for us, that Chometz is Chozer V'Neir by Yavish B'Yavish. By Lach B'Lach, it's not Chozer V'Neir. Now, what we have to figure out, though, in the next 3 minutes, is our case of Kemach B'Kemach. Flower and flower, is that called lach b'lach, or is that called yavesh b'yavesh? On the one hand, normally a taruvus of yavesh, the pshat is that each item is discrete on its own. Kemach, it's all farmished, it's all together, no? So one could argue maybe it's like a lach. On the other hand, ordinarily, when I was in high school and I learned chemistry, they told me that there's a yesod, that a liquid takes on the shape of its container. Right, isn't that like a basic yisod they teach you? Your mother's a chemistry teacher, right? So you probably know this, right? That liquids take on the shape of its container. So that is a davar lach. Kemach isn't really a davar lach. What's the status of kemach b'kemach? Is that called lach b'lach? Or is that called yavish yavish? Look at the top sources over here. So the Mechaber tells us that a chaticha of yavish b'yavish is going to be batal. Chad betray. Yavish b'yavish min b'mino batul chad betray. And the Mechaber explains that yavish b'yavish means, I underline these words on the top, the hainu she'eno nivlal, it doesn't get mixed together. Comes along the Shach, this is like the top of the page, Ayiskim on the Shach and Yaridei Kuftes. Shach quotes in the Bach, the Kemach b'Kemach, since it gets mixed together, is called Lach b'Lach. And that's what the Trumas Hadeshen holds in the name of the Smag. By the way, the context of that Trumas Hadeshen is a Chometz context. We'll talk about that. I don't know if we'll get there tonight, but we could talk about that if we want. And the Beis Yosef quotes it in Orech Chayim, Simin Tuf Mem Zayin. Hello. Right, that is about Chometz. No. And the Rashba holds, etc. Right? V'cheinu ben Taisus and Zavachim. Right? That it is called Lach B'Lach. Flower is called Lach. Against Taisus in Perek Ha'orel, who assumes that Kemach B'Kemach is not Lach B'Lach.
It's interesting that you have the same shada, like a special B'Shadas, right? If you have dry instant tea.
Right.
Some say that it's really a
double
lach.
So on Shabbos, the definition of lach in Yavesh might be a little different than other areas. This is Right? It might be a different definition, but that is a question always in Hilchos Shabbos, for example, butter on a potato.
Right.
Is the butter yavish or lach? It becomes lach later on. It was yavish to begin with. We have a mixture, a little bit of lach, a little bit of yavish. It's never so clear. But the fact is, the Shach is saying that kemach bekemach, right? He quotes in the Bach that it is called lach belach. But then he quotes that Tosis in Yevamis says that's called yavish beyavish. Now, Tosis in Yevamis says that's called yavish beyavish. Tosis is speaking about Reb Yehuda's shita. Reb Yehuda, who says that min b'mino is not batal, and Tosis says that min b'mino is not batal because v'lakach midam apar midam hasayir, that's only lach belach. But yavish b'yavish is going to be batal. And the very end of the Tosis, he says that what the kemach b'kemach is called yavish b'yavish. But that could be only in that context that kemach b'kemach is called yavish b'yavish. Why? Because only in that context do I say, you know what, the definition of lach is stuff that gets mixed together, like dama par and dama soyer. In other words, right, and this is a point that the Megillah Sefer makes, we can contend that there's a different definition of lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish by Reb Yehuda Shita min b'mino lo batal than there is by other areas. How do we paskin on Chametz on Pesach? So the Shach says that kemach b'kemach is really lach b'lach. If it's lach b'lach, we'd have a kula, no? The Shach says that it's lach b'lach against the Tosis in Yevamis. If it's lach b'lach, we have a kula that in our case would be not chozer v'neir, because I mix my chametz tik matzah meal with my Pesach tik matzah meal erev Pesach. No, it's kemach b'kemach, matzah meal and matzah meal. If that's called lach b'lach, lach b'lach is not chozer v'neir. Lach b'lach is not chozer v'neir. Now, can I assume this way? So the Mishnah Brura discusses this in here in Sifkatin Lamed Beis. Sifkatin Lamed Beis on the top of the second page. Right, again, commenting on this Ramah that lach b'lach is. Lach b'lach is not chozer v'neir. He says a case of lach b'lach is sheichosh nisar b'yayin ukehai gavna. Any liquids is lach b'lach. V'kemach b'kemach is also lach b'lach, which would mean it's not chozer v'neir, which would mean that this woman's cake is kosher. No, it's kosher. I am the kamon simin tuf nun gimel os yud zayin in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, look at what I wrote later on. Tuf nun gimel yud zayin. Let's look at tuf nun gimel yud zayin. Tuf nun gimel yud zayin, we see hasgamas achronim. Where is it? Oh, here. From the beginning. I'm sorry. This is a case of I have some flour that begins to get wet. If you didn't separate it out, ain lasar. And you can grind everything together. Meaning, I have some flour that got wet, it got mixed up with other flour, I could grind it all together. And haskamas harbe achreinim, that you can even bake on Pesach. Even on Pesach, it's aser b'mashahu. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, it was bottled before Pesach b'shishim, and kemach b'kemach is called lach b'lach, and it's not chozer v'neir. Mihu bal nefesh yachmir la'atzmo lefos kodem Pesach kishish mitzumachim. Bal nefesh should be machmir. You see that Mishnah Berurah? The last Mishnah Berurah on the page, on the second side. Bal nefesh should be machmir. Why? Look in the Shar Hatzion letter Chaf Hei. Lachush ladas haposkim that kemach is called yavish b'yavish and it's called zervaneir. Mean to say, the Mishnah Berurah says me'ikir hadin, this woman's cake is kosher, but a bal nefesh should be machri and not eat the cake. Why? Again, assuming that the naf kosher use matzah meal is really chametz, you should be machri because maybe it's called yavish b'yavish. In lomdis, we could say something to the effect of Lamaisa, you have to treat it like yavish b'yavish, no? The idea of yavish b'yavish, the Chavistas writes, how could you possibly say that kemach b'kemach is called lach b'lach? Lach b'lach, the pshat, it loses its identity. Yavesh b'yavesh means I'm not sure, it's uncertainty.
Because if it's granular...
because it's granular, it gets mixed together.
Yeah.
It's not really a lack of identity.
Yeah.
And the Mela says the Chavistas, if I eat a mixture of kemach b'kemach, I'm by definition eating some of the Isser, no? The Rashba writes, it's a famous Machlokes Russian Rashba, about the case of Yavesh b'yavesh. I have the one piece of treif meat that gets mixed up with two pieces of kosher meat. Am I allowed to eat all three pieces? The Rosh says, Yochal v'yispa. Eat it, geshmak. Why? Bittul is transformative, according to the Rosh. Right? I am now eating
heter.
He changed. Rashba says, no siri. Rashba says, bittul, it sounds a little more like our ongoing process. Bittul is the pshat uncertainty. Right? I'll say it like this. Bittul means it's uncertain. If I eat all three pieces, did I eat treif? If I had, I ate treif. I took a bite, all three pieces together, right, of sandwich, right? Of course I'm eating the treif. So says the Chavistah, so how can anyone say that kemach bekemach is going to be mutter when avad you're eating the iser, no? Because some grains of iser are certainly in there. So that's the surah to be machmir, no? That's one of the surahs to be machmir on this question. So again, halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Sabolsky felt that meikar din could be meikol on the shayla, but a bal nefesh shouldn't. Because, right, we treat it like yavish b'yavish. Especially because we also have the Chavistas idea that you're eating the Isser, and right, we understand that on Chometz on Pesach, the idea of Chozer v'Neir is because of like the ongoing Bittul idea, like we said before. So that's why it might be.
So what's the right buzz as far as that he asks us the Rashba says
because Lamaisa, it can't contradict the Goyin says that the Maramakum for the Rashba who asks is eating all three pieces of meat together is the Sugim Psachim Tes Shnei Shvilin. Shnei Shvilin means there are two paths, right? There's a mace on one path.
Right.
I'm a Kohen. Yeah. Right? I walk on this path. Am I tar? Vadam tar. Walk on that path. Am I tar? Vadam tar. What do you mean? Higayon. Think about it. Think about it. In other words, you can't say something that contradicts reality.
So what is the Rush hold?
The Rush holds that Bittul is mamish transformative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah gives us a Ruv Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Achrei Rabim Lahatos means I take the treif meat and now it became kosher. Now,
So
there's a big discussion. You can't eat them all together, according to the Rashba. One at a time, according to the Rashba. Also, Pashtas, I can't eat them all. Pashtas is according to the Rashba, I can even
eat
them. I can eat one. According to the Rashba, I can eat them even together.
And
one at a time. Tosfos distinguishes between eating them together and eating them one at a time. Why?
Because you're eating a singular treif.
No, but if the halacha says it was transformed to heter, so then. Now,
is the shayla of is this in other words, do you know one of the three pieces are treif, right?
Yeah.
This is not the shayla of Teisha Chanuyos that can't be another thing.
Well, the shayla of Teisha Chanuyos is a shayla of Kavua. Kavua means that the latest happened in the store.
Like this is like the case of when it's found in the street.
Yes. That's
correct.
That's not Kavua, right. That's Nimtza Halokha Harov. That's right. That's Nimtza Halokha Harov. 100%. Now, just to tell you that we're not doing the complete sugya, we learned Arachayim Tuf Mem Zayin Sif Dalet, where the Mechaber Paskins really Eino Chozer V'Neir, and then he quotes Yesh Machmirin, and the Ramah says a distinction between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish. Ayein Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simin Tuf Mem Beis, that's why I give you Mishnah Berurahs. Look in Simin Tuf Mem Beis Sif Dalet. I didn't put this on the sheet. Here, there's some other Mishnah Berurahs. Tuf Mem Beis Sif Dalet. Okay? Yeah, pass the Mishnah Berurah back. Tuf Mem Beis Sif Dalet. Page 28 in the standard editions. You have a mixture. Davash and his Arev Bochamets. Ve'eno Maichol Adam Klal. You have a mixture of chametz gets into something, but it's not food. Osha eino machol kol adam, look, tariyaka. What is that? Is it teriyaki? I don't know what it is. Uki yotze bo. It's not really machol adam. Afa pisha mutter le kaimo, osu lo ochlo ad achar ha pesach. Vafa pisha ein bo min ha chametz ala koshahu, hareza osu lo ochlo. Meaning, there's a little bit of chametz that falls into some food. A little bit of chametz that falls into something that's not meichel kol adam. It's technically edible.
Oh.
It's not meichel adam, right? Or it's not meichel kol adam, right? The fact is, it's technically edible. It's roi l'achilas kelev. So, a little bit of chametz falls in, is in this item. Even though you're allowed to keep it on Pesach, you should not eat it. That's what the Mechaber says. Why should I not eat it? Mishnah Berurah comments, I should not eat it because when I'm eating it, right, I am being machshivit as chametz. And that's asur. Says the Ramam, L'kamon zimin tof mem zayin sif dalet yisba'er di yesh cholken u'matirim im nisbatel kodem ha-pesach v'hachi kaimalon. The Ramah says, one second, Mechaber, what are you talking about? Chametz falls into this tariyaka. Why is it that you can't eat it? It was bottled before Pesach. If it's bottled before Pesach, we hold, L'kamon simin tof mem zayin, we hold, eino chozer v'neir. So there's a stira in the Mechaber and a stira in the Ramah. Right, so the Chazanish says, I don't know what's going on here anymore. Right, we learned that according to the Mechaber, it's Eino Chozer V'Neir. Over here, according to the Mechaber, it is Chozer V'Neir. No? And the Ramah says that the difference between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish, over here the Ramah says, Hachi Kai Malon, that it's not Chozer V'Neir. So, how can we deal with these steers? These are hard kashas to answer.
This is a case of yavish b'yavish, right?
We don't know. We don't know. I'm not exactly sure. It could be it's yavish b'yavish. And the Ramah says, right, hachi kai malon, that it's eino chozer v'neir. It's mamish a steer in the Ramah, steer in the Mechaber. What's going on here? So you have to work very hard on these steers. The answer might be with that tariyaka is the type of mixture that you have to put the chametz in order to have the food product. It's an ingredient in it. Maybe the Mechaber says einoi chozer v'neir if it just fell in. But we have a yesod of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim in Yerideya. If I have an ingredient in a food, which is a treif ingredient, that can't be bottle, even if numerically it should be bottle. It's part of the ingredient. So maybe the tariyaka, the zuk the chazanish, right? The tariyaka is, according to the Mechaber, the reason it's not bottle is because it's an ingredient in it. That answers the steer in the Mechaber. Aye, what about the Ramah? The Ramah says that there's nintin lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. Over here, the Ramah holds that it is not chozer v'neir at all. So maybe the answer is that it's not chozer v'neir because it's not roi la'achila. And there's a difference that way. Why that would be true, I don't know the svarb. That's what the Chazanish suggests. The other suggestion of the Chazanish is based on another Mishnah Berurah. Did I give you this Mishnah Berurah on the sheets, or maybe we'll have to turn some pages? Sifkatan Lamed Gimel? Yeah, oh! Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, the bottom line in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh kam achronim, shesovrin, da'af yavesh b'yavesh, da'amina d'choze v'neyar. Even according to the Ramah holds in Tav Mem Zayin that yavesh b'yavesh is choze v'neyar, eino ela imkein. Yofa o yevashel o som bePesach, the oz chozer v'neir, the noisin time baAshar, avolecho kach shari. Some say the only time it's chozer v'neir is when I do some sort of change. I cook it, I bake it. To eat it, stamazoy is going to be mutter. And maybe that's the answer to the steer in the Ramah. How come the Ramah over here in Taf Mem Beis says it's not chayzer and neyer as a categorical statement? The answer is because in tough membeis that I'm also about when I don't cook it. If I'm just eating it, oh, that's why it's not chayzer and neyer. When tough memzayin, it's only going to be chayzer and neyer if I cook it. So basically, these are very hard issues, right? I was very impressed. Shavlosky got the shayla and he was able to answer in a second. I would manage like.
Shavlosky.
Huh?
We talking about
Shavlosky. Yeah, someone can answer the shayla in a second. I'd have to sit shivering the keem before answering a shayla like this. But the fact is, I think we're going through some of the basic din. Listen, we should all have a chag kasher sameach, wonderful yontif. Next week we're not able to learn, I think, because it's b'tikas chometz. We should have a chai kosher v'sameach, and thank you for coming and listening. I enjoy this. Yes, guys.